Plastic bags, cups, and other trash are filling landfills around the world, but a lot of waste doesn't even make it to garbage bins. In the latest installment in our series, The Plastic Problem, the NewsHour's Julia Griffin explains how one man's drive to clean up city streets sparked a global exercise craze.
In the middle of the workday recently, a handful of Washington, D.C. residents traded their lunch breaks for a midday plog.
Plogging is basically you get some friends together, you get a plastic glove or two, and then a bag. You just run around, and as you run through a neighborhood, you just pick up any trash you see along the way.
Heather Jeff is the events manager for Pacers Running. The gear shops first began organizing plogging runs earlier this summer.
As runners, you're outside, and we generally, you know, we try not to leave a trace when we're out there.
That's a full water bottle.
So when you see the things that are kind of out and about in the bushes or on the ground, you know, it's kind of our job to help pick it up because we use it and we enjoy it.
Plogging is the English version of plogga, a mashup of jogging and the Swedish term plocka up, which means pick up.
This is not a competition. You don't have to be a good athlete to be a good plogger.
Swedish-American Eric Ahlström is considered the godfather of plogging. He invented the earth-minded sport in 2016 after moving from Sweden's Åre ski resort to Stockholm.
I noticed it was so much more garbage than it had been before, because I was cycling to work and I could see that the garbage was laying there for weeks and no one was picking it up.
Annoyed by all the trash, Ahlström began organizing pickup while jogging events with friends and the wider running community.
I noticed something was happening. When you're doing physical activities like we did, you get your adrenaline, your endorphin going, and then it becomes like a treasure hunt.
Now Ahlström travels the world speaking about plogging and uses his website to guide like-minded athletes in forming their own plogging groups. Today, the fitness craze has spread to nearly every continent, from Japan to Nigeria and India, where government officials have advised municipalities across the country to organize plogging sessions for their residents to combat pollution. Earth-conscious runners use the hashtags plogga and plogging to fill Instagram feeds with posts of their plunder. And plogging has even been spotted in marathons, 10Ks, and other foot races around the world. In the U.S., ploggers plog from New York to Alaska.
There's so much trash that wouldn't, you know, needs to be picked up, and it's a great way to just stay active.
Ken Holmes is a brand representative for Saucony. This summer, the running shoe company partnered with the nonprofit Keep America Beautiful to host plogging events in nearly every state.
We wanted to help promote not only staying active and running, but also doing something good for the environment.
Back in Sweden, Eric Ahlström hopes the rising popularity of plogging will prompt non-runners to pitch in.
If you see garbage, it should be natural to pick it up. And if we start picking it up, then the person next to us, he would do the same.
And with so much discarded trash in the world, there's no time like the present to inspire others to help clean up. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Julia Griffin.
You can find all the stories in our Plastic Problem series at pbs.org/newshour.